been very important to reach out to another part of the Holy Land this year, and we came to Jordan. Among other things, we were privileged to have an audience with King Abdullah, and then we've been able to celebrate Mass with the local Christian community and visit a project of marvellous work for young people with special needs. I'm speaking from Mount Nebo, where Moses first looked out over the Promised Land, where the Holy Father began his millennium pilgrimage.
Tell us a little bit more about that meeting with King Abdullah there in Jordan and about the situation of the Catholic Church there in Jordan.
The king emphasized that you cannot understand this land unless you take seriously its religious history, which is complex and varied, and affirmed very strongly the importance of the Christian community as he read the situation for the well-being of all people, and a great concern to ensure that dialogue, conversation, encouragement would certainly continue.
Now, we are, of course, marking the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Can you tell us anything about whether this week is being celebrated, what kind of ecumenical initiatives you've been able to encourage?
Well, I put it this way, that we, the churches from other lands, we desperately need the witness of the unity of the churches in the Holy Land. And we do all we can to encourage them, because in a strange way, their journey seems more difficult than ours. And yet, one thing is clear to me and brought home to me this time, that amazingly, through the division, there's an amazing strength of unity of witness to the one Lord.